grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man. All right, back again to talk about the most awesome thing, marijuana.
Woohoo!
What's the latest? What's the news on the street? What are they talking about? What's the problem? Welcome back, Chris, from the Hemp Store.
Well, thank you, and kia ora. Kia ora to all the listeners. As we have talked about incessantly on the show, this drug driving law, finally, more than 2 weeks after it actually passed in Parliament, which we, of course, were the exclusive on, I think it was your first show.
True stories. God, I broke an exclusive news story.
That's right, we broke exclusive news. And finally, Radio New Zealand, and good on them, they've actually done not one, not two, but three stories about it. Starting from yesterday, then last night, then this morning. So they're on a roll. That was a pun. First one's probably the best one. It's the all-round article. The Herald has reprinted it. Drug driving testing legislation passes in Parliament despite concerns. To give a bit of a recap. So this is the law that these changes that have been put in place. We already have a drug driving law. This is an amendment to it. And what it will now allow, instead of accurate devices, they can be inaccurate. Instead of testing for impairment, they just test for recent use. Tests on the roadside, and then you're barred from driving for 12 hours if you have an inaccurate device that just happens to ping something you did a month ago. Barred for 12 hours. And one of the changes they've made is that you now have the ability to pay for your own retest.
It
was prohibited under the other law. So if they got it wrong and that, too bad. But now you can actually pay some lab to get it retested.
Of course, you have to pay for it.
Of course, of course. I think that might be equal with alcohol. The news of this report, they're expecting it to be in place by December. So that would that's the first time I've heard a timeframe on it.
I see.
They're budgeting 50,000 tests a year. That compares to 2.5 million alcohol. So one of the things is that, you know, it's quite an intrusive on you as a person and also on your time, and that you can be taken away to another location for this to be done. And that location, if you're in the countryside, that could be a long way away. Even if you're in Auckland, they could drive you into the city to do whatever.
Hate these people.
And then you just dump there, find your own way home. And that was in fact why Attorney General Judith Collins said it actually breaches the Bill of Rights Act, which has the right to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure. And don't forget, you're not suspected of anything at this point. You're just minding your own business, driving along. Right to not be arbitrarily detained, and you will be. And she called it disproportionate when you aren't actually suspected of being under the influence.
Wow, Judith Collins.
Yeah.
Nice.
So all the National MPs voted for it. Same with Labour Act and New Zealand First. But those parties, they at least cited those concerns that Judith Collins raised.
Mm.
And they said, well, but they voted for it anyway. But they said, they all said, looking forward to the review in 5 years. So maybe in 5 years they might think of... the thing is, with that review, what this bill also did... this is hilarious, if it wasn't so tragic. What this bill also did was take all criteria out from that review. The Minister of Police can set up whatever review they want, they can get whoever to do it, and they can have whatever criteria. Before, it said you have to check whether these tests are accurate and working and deterring and, you know, what the impact is on various people and all this sort of thing, and that all got deleted. So the Minister of Police is now able to predetermine the what the review actually is of. And who does it?
Oh,
yeah, I know. Greens voted against it, same with Te Pāti Māori. Now, Green MP Lawrence Zunan said, as we've talked about here, oral fluid testing cannot prove impairment. It's not like alcohol where the relationship between breath and blood is more strongly correlated. Te Pāti Māori MP Takuta Ferris said, noted, that police profile Māori, and that's why they pulled over more than anyone else.
Newsflash.
Newsflash. Police, in response, called that strategic policing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, this is... So, because that's this 50,000 tests, right? They're not going to be doing, like, pulling over everyone on the motorway. It's going to be more like strategic, which means profiling, which might mean certain types of people. It might mean locations like near music festivals or trucking routes, you know, all the stereotypes, like what they do with the helicopter. You know, it's enforcement by stereotype.
I see.
And a glimmer of hope, Wasim Al-Zar, head of the Cannabis Clinic, well, not really a glimmer, but he said, like we've been saying, you can detect cannabis for long after any impairment, certainly days, if not weeks or months, this could mean tens of thousands of people unfairly barred. National MP Chris Bishop, though, defending it, said, this is a quote, I think we'll look back in 5 or 10 years and we will say, what was all the fuss about? So there's your review. Remember how I said they can predetermine the review?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I see. Well,
So,
that's awesome.
They carried that up. Radio New Zealand also had another story, interview with Thomas Beaglehole, Council for Civil Liberties, and where they, again, pick up on that just having the presence of drugs doesn't mean you're actually measuring impairment. But this story, this article, did erroneously say that it was passed yesterday. We know better, passed on the 10th of March. It also said, these crashes that the government keeps saying. There's 138 fatal car crashes last year where drivers had drugs in there. They're calling it a contributing factor, but actually, this was drugs and alcohol. There's no screening for whether they were a causal driver or the driver that had something happen to them.
Yeah, right.
Certainly in the case of drugs, it's any tiny trace, in the case of THC, up to 3 or 4 months ago, you can detect that. So,
whoa.
That's where these figures come from.
People.
Yeah. Another story this morning on it, also Radio New Zealand. So they're kind of really going on this, and good on them, finally. And no one else has, so good on them. What this is about is the false positives. Concerns that new drug driving testing could detect medication. And they're focusing really on Ritalin. They're talking to Dr. Catherine Croft from AUT, saying how Ritalin medications will show up as meth. And this is because the Minister of Police, when I mentioned they can approve an inaccurate device, it can be inaccurate, not only that, but it can also detect not just one substance, but a family. So the meth test will just be everything related. So these are your Ritalin and your what's it. The THC one's going to pick up CBD, which of course is non-psychoactive. And so forth. And what Dr. Croft points out is actually in the case of Ritalin meds, it will actually improve their ability to drive. And she said that there's evidence that people who are taking these medications have a lower risk of a traffic accident than people who are unmedicated and on the road. Which is quite an interesting point, I feel. We do have a medical defence. That's our one good, the saving grace, the good thing. It'd be good for Uber and maybe public transport. Certainly in Australia, where they've had these sorts of things, people who can afford it get Ubers everywhere, and people who can't get pinged more.
Yeah, obviously.
So, we can expect a bit of that too. So, I'm trying to find some good news, and that is in Maryland, in Maryland, USA, Maryland. You think, that kind of sounds like a conservative area to me, I don't really know, but their Senate has just passed a law protecting public service workers, this is including firefighters and emergency workers, from being fired for their off-the-job cannabis use.
That's awesome.
Totally is. They have had legal medical since 2014, adult use for 2 years, 2023, and now they're sorting this bit out where people are getting punished for what was illegal use. And of course, in terms of those particular workers, PTSD, anxiety, sleep issues, all those sorts of things, pain.
Allow it.
Yeah, so it overwhelmingly supported, and instead of, like with, it links to this driving thing, you see, instead of looking for things that hang around for ages or that are inactive, they'll have to do testing that just shows use right now on the job. So still no use on the job, but at least they are protected for what they do off the job.
God forbid you have a life outside of your work.
They also mentioned the Druid app, which we've talked about here, which you can download and get on your phone and test yourself.
That's awesome.
Another one called Alert Meter by Predictive Safety. So there's two very good evidence-based apps that you can put on your phone that are much better at detecting impairment, whether it's from fatigue or legal things or illegal things, you know, compared to what the government's actually doing, unfortunately. I did talk to the people at Druid, and they're very keen on being part of this, but this law has been written to just do oral fluids, and they're an app, so... but they looked at the tender process and were keen to put a bid in, but it was
I'm sure cops,
excluded them.
You know, cops are using apps. What's the problem?
Exactly.
Like, allow it.
Yeah. You would get better data and everything, instant results.
Yeah. Someone's asked a question.
Go on then.
From Mark. Hi. Is the tobacco industry involved in these decisions? Question mark. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. I haven't seen any evidence of that. Certainly not with this.
No.
I don't think it's much of a substitute.
Yeah, right.
Such.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, we used to see a bit of that back in the 90s. You'd see it in the donations of the political parties, the Beer, Wines and Spirits Council and the big backy companies and stuff. But not for a long time, I think. Hopefully. Here's some good news. This is great. And this is regarding New Zealand's head of state. His Royal Highness, King Charles, emphasis on the high. Radar Online has broken this news. I don't even know who they are, but they have broken this news that King Charles has, in a quote, turned to mind-bending drugs.
Mind-bending?
He's had cancer for a little while now.
Yes.
It's saying that it's become agonising, and according to this report, he's dying, and he's trying to eke out a few more months.
I think that part was a bit obvious. Sorry.
Yeah, so this is citing the old Buckingham Palace insiders.
And, really?
And they're always crazy. Those insiders. So saying, you know, he's well known for his love of alternate medicines and gardening and wacky wellness things, I guess.
True.
And this has probably got a bit more science behind it. Definitely has.
Yes.
So he's turned to some medicinal cannabis. Studies, of course, do show some anti-cancer properties with cannabis, particularly with THC, also with CBD, primarily around what's called apoptosis, which is your programmed cell death, and the cancer is interfering with that. It kind of gets it switched back on and gets it, those cells actually dying off instead of proliferating.
I see.
And also, of course, symptomatic relief, pain, inflammation, this sort of thing, getting sleep,
quality of life,
nausea, keeping your meds down, all that kind of thing.
I see.
This insider says Charles has become very much an expert on the subject. He's read up all the studies around its benefits and he's giving it a go.
Yes, go King Charles, give it a go, give it a crack.
And with great timing, the clue was in this new Apple playlist he's just put out. The number one song is Bob Marley.
I need to pull this playlist up real quick.
It's on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Could You Be Loved is his number one. Stuff.
No shit.
Stuff called the playlist fun, spirited, and slightly eccentric. So have a read and roll up a big fatty for King Charles. It is your patriotic duty if you're a royalist to consume some cannabis on his behalf, but also, you know, to write to your MP and say, bloody hell, it's our head of state. If it's good enough for him, or at least we hope he's not going to get into trouble, right? We hope he's actually got a prescription.
He probably, I'd say he does if he's the one.
You'd think so, eh? He might be able to write his own.
He's also got Dame Kirite Kanua on there.
Mm.
He's got Crazy in Love by Beyonce, which is crazy. Lovey and Rose by Grace Jones. He's got a man
of
good
taste. Yeah,
that's a
goodie. There's a bit of disco on there too.
True. Nice one.
Good on there. You got to picture him getting high and, you know, I'm putting this on. And I think if King Charles knew what was happening, for example, to Gandalf here, Paul Smith, New Zealand's most well-known green fairy, raided by the police a few weeks ago on charges, potentially facing 8 years jail for doing what King Charles is now in need of.
You know, make it make sense, New Zealand.
Make it make sense.
Honestly.
Get on the old Parliament NZ website, and there's a petition there, Pearl Schomburg and Auckland Patients Group. If you search for that, extend the cannabis palliative exemption to all patients and their providers. So you can sign that now, and then hopefully this might even lead to a law change to sort that out.
Out style, man. Gandalf.
29th of April.
29th of April, isn't
it? Yes,
yeah,
he's next in court, up in Whangarei, if you want to head up there. Just before that, 16th of April, this is on the Ganja Gig Guide, let's talk about drugs at the Alan Melville Centre. You can watch a movie and get your stuff tested. And have a chinwag about all your cannabis questions. Harvest Fest, coming up 3rd of May. I don't need to find out a bit more about that. And J-Day, end of the year, 6th of December in Albert Park. And any day, call us up at the Hemp Store or come on in and we'll sort you out with a doctor if you need a prescription.
You've got a couple of glowing reviews, actually, in the text machine.
Oh, we like that.
Shout-outs to Chris, got me through my drug test. Quick fix for the win, thanks. Chris suggested the Smith THC products, real good. both sativa and indica.
Oh, that's good feedback.
Look at that. That's awesome good. Feedback. And then someone has said rare Judith W, which Judith Collins, you know, shout outs to her.
Yep.
Nightmare blunt rotation, though, I have to say. Anyway.
There is a new product. Speaking of products, new product approved this week from Medleaf. It's garlic cookies.
That sounds ghastly. I've made those by accident.
Hopefully it isn't, but my first thought was, wow, garlic cookies.
Garlic cookies. I mean, maybe if it was like a biscuit, like, you know, those kinds of, like, in the south of America, you have like a biscuit with like chicken and gravy in it. So maybe your garlic cookie would be along the same. No?
It could be. If anyone's had that on a prescription, let us know.
Yeah,
always keen on the feedback.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. And if you want this Japanese breakfast vinyl, keep it locked because I'm about to give that shit away. Sure.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.